Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.
It's out there, this information, this bit of news is out there amongst the Sandful corridors.
Right.
Now, I spoke to a respected Sandful official during the week regarding the Sandful competition moving forward. And we're going to catch up with North Adelaide CEO Greg Edwards after 10 o'clock about North Adelaide situation. We know Central's, West Adelaide, all the clubs, Norwood are now doing some fundraisers. But
yep.
Regarding the Adelaide Crows Sandful side in the...
Yes.
And Port Adelaide Magpies.
Yep.
Right. And Port Adelaide Magpies must have been cursed because that it was their 150th year.
Oh,
they started
yeah.
off with an absolute bang. They yep. won their round one. They're looking good. And then
had that
just
great function.
Magnificent yep. function. So it's now just gone pear shape. Port Magpies, from what I was talking to, they are unlikely to be playing Sandful football moving forward, which is absolutely shattering. Now, they need $300,000 to $400,000 a year just to play in the Sandful, Port Magpies. That's what they need per year. Port Adelaide have gone to the AFL for a handout.
Mm.
All right, could be between $3 and $4 million. They are in big trouble of never fronting up again in the Sandful.
Right.
Port Magpies.
Right.
And this official, he just stamped it, all right, which you've got to have a Port Magpies in the Sandful competition.
What a year for that to...
Oh,
and it's
terrible.
2020.
And the Adelaide Crows Sandful program...
Yes.
Unlikely to be in the Sandful moving forward. Now, a lot of Sandful diehards will be going, you'll build
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll be an 8-team competition from the information I received. Now, the Crows, as you know, pay $400,000 plus a year, right, as a licence fee to the Sandful program.
Yep.
On top of that, they need another $400,000 to put a team on the park. That's what it costs the Adelaide Crows to play in the Sandful. Now, you look at their numbers. Can you see them fronting up next year in the Sandful competition?
Well, as you said, the diehards will be doing cartwheels, won't they?
I hope it's not true, but I'm only going on from what this official told me, and he's in the know. And I said, look, you don't mind me just... He says, mate, it's out there. Everyone's talking about it, but I just thought we need to discuss it and share that. But that's where it's at the moment. So... He's saying 2021, you're more than likely having an 8-team Sandful
right.
competition.
Right.
But I said to this guy, no, you've got to have a Port Magpies. You must say, there needs to be a white knight out there that can say, right, yep, I can fund the Port Adelaide Magpies program moving forward.
Mm.
Because as we know, Port Adelaide are struggling for dollars.
Mm.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.